Will you pray with me? Dear God, please take my fears and anxieties and let you shine through me. In your name, amen. Hi, my name is Liz. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from people-pleasing and codependency. Before recovery in Christ, my life was surrounded with lies and deception to fit in wherever I wanted to be. I put on a good face, for everyone, hiding bits and pieces of who I was to be accepted in every circle. I believed in Jesus as a child, but when I believed in him, it was so I would have a ticket to heaven. I didn't really know God well. My faith was the size of a mustard seed and had not been watered and fed well with real biblical truth. My relationship with God was distant because I didn't think God could really change me. I would occasionally go to church and ask for God's forgiveness for the life I was living, but my lifestyle of giving myself to men did not change. I held a lot of bitterness, anger, and malice towards my parents from watching them struggle with their own issues. I loved and cherished my relationship with my siblings, but I was dishonest about my lifestyle. I would surround myself with friends who would approve of my lifestyle of sleeping with guys, drinking, and staying out late. But as it says in Proverbs 29:5, to flatter friends is to lay a trap for their feet. I tried to earn their approval to find my worth, which hurt my friendships. My pride would get in the way when friends advised me to stop living that way, and I either didn't listen, would shift blame, fight back, or just abandon that friendship. I would look to men for love and affirmation and do anything for them to feel acceptance, but that left me empty. I tried going to counseling to fix me, but that seemed to help me hide deeper. I was codependent in all my relationships, but especially on my boyfriends. My turning point was when I found out I was pregnant from my ex-boyfriend. When I told him, he said he didn't want to be involved at all. I was devastated and realized I needed help. I told one of my sisters I was pregnant, and she told my parents for me because I feared what they would say. My parents wanted to meet me at a church called Watermark, where my dad attended a recovery program. I was skeptical, not wanting to go to a church or meet my parents. I was mentally preparing myself for all the anger that would come from them. But when I walked up to them, my dad and mom stood up and gave me a huge hug. They went on to tell me they would love me no matter what, and I was amazed by their grace. My parents invited me to Regeneration, so I decided to check it out. The first night, I cried and felt desperate for recovery. Yet, I left quickly after because I didn't want to be known. But as I was walking away, one girl who was in my group ran up behind me and told me, "I really hope you come back because my mom had the same story and now has a new life because of going to recovery." That was the Holy Spirit trying to tell me I was at the right spot, but I kept on running. I went to live in Canada with my sister, but my problems followed me there. Finally, I had to move home with my parents, and they required me to go to Regeneration when living with them. So I went, but my heart wasn't in it, and I fell into another codependent relationship. Finally, after the birth of Charlotte, there was an incident that woke me up. My mom overheard me talking on the phone with my boyfriend negatively about her. She entered the room and told me that my voice sounded different. That was because I was saying what I thought my boyfriend would want to hear. I was trying to manipulate people into loving me or choosing me. In that instance, I knew I had to dive into recovery because I had become someone I didn't want to be. As I started the Regeneration program, I came to realize that Christ was the only one who could change me if I trusted in him. I realized that he lived a perfect life, died on the cross for my sins, and rose from the grave to give me a new life now, not just a ticket to heaven. That changed my whole world. God took away my addiction of seeking love and affirmation from men. He replaced my heart of stone with a heart of flesh, and I could see the mess I had made of many relationships. During inventory, I went away to San Antonio. As I drove past Austin and into San Antonio, past hurts came up for me that happened in those places. But I realized God had brought me to those places to find healing, and He was there for me every step of the way. I couldn't reconcile with my daughter's father because through counseling, I had come to the conclusion that it was not wise in that moment. But I was able to forgive him and write him a letter of amends. And when the timing is right, with support and counsel, I will send it to him. It was a wonderful and hard time of healing. God surrounded me with a community of believers who poured in truth, where the devil would come in with lies and deceit, trying to bring me down. I finally learned a healthy way to approach conflict, to own my side of the road, and lovingly seek reconciliation. This was so key, because I had grown up learning to yell in conflict and never to own the part I played. I feared the disapproval of man so much that I would do anything to earn it. But I came to recognize that trusting God was safe and brought me freedom from my bondage, just as it says in Proverbs 29:25, fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. My walk with God has changed dramatically since finding recovery in Christ. I desire time with God and the Word. I crave it like you crave a glass of cool water on a hot Texas day. I actually enjoy serving God here and giving Him my time. I seek to go deeper and deeper with the girls I have as community in my life. When conflict arises, I have learned to approach it with a different heart. I own my own sin first before targeting a speck I see in someone else's life. I apologize and ask for forgiveness, then follow it up with seeking reconciliation. I am not perfect and slip many times when it comes to conflict. But I am able to recognize it more quickly than I have in the past. I do not have sections of friends for different parts of me. Those who are in my life know me for who I am. I don't hide sin under the rug and pretend like everything's all fine and dandy. I get it out in the open before it starts rotting me on the inside. Like it says in Proverbs 28:13, people who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. I know now God is so merciful. I notice more quickly when I'm becoming codependent on people, especially when someone criticizes me and I feel like my whole world crashes down. One thing I never enjoyed before was sharing the gospel with others, but now I enjoy sharing the gospel often because I have my own story of grace to share with them too. My old self wasn't trustworthy, yet now some friends and family trust me with advice, with their kids and their homes. God has provided friendships in my life that bring me joy. My friends are Christ followers, spurring me on to live a life that's different from the rest of the world. They love me for who I am, not a fake version of me. By God's grace alone, I have abstained from unhealthy relationships since April 16th, 2015. My perspective in life has changed from what can I do to glorify Liz to what can I do to give glory to God. The cycle I used to live in after I sinned has changed. I used to become lonely, seek love from men, become remorseful for not staying pure, say I'll never do it again, try to be better, feel insecure, and go right back to seeking love from men. Now I have a new tool when I sin. I confess it to God, another human being in my life. That just straight up stops the cycle I used to live in. People pleasing is something I still battle with, but the Holy Spirit reminds me more quickly that I've been looking to people to find my worth. And Christ reminds me of my worth in Him alone. If I could tell you all one thing tonight, it would be if you believe and trust in Jesus Christ, God can rescue you from being stuck in a cycle of seeking approval of man. My name is Liz, and I am recovering from people-pleasing and codependency daily, especially the rough days when all seems haywire as a mama. I'm reminded that I need him desperately. It isn't about what Liz can do, but what God can do, which is anything and everything. My story is his story, his love, his grace. By his grace alone, I am free.